The long-term future of work has changed for the better this year because it has become more digitised. Remote working is easing the bottleneck of expensive housing in thriving cities. Home workers report higher levels of happiness and productivity. At the end of 2020, American firms spent 25% more on computers in real terms than a year earlier. Even pessimists, like Robert Gordon, an economist, expect this burst of technological investment to bring about faster productivity growth, which means higher wages. A golden age for workers is welcome. It is right to judge economic progress by the purchasing power of median wages, not profits or share prices. Jobs booms, like those in most rich countries in 2019, bring huge benefits by incentivizing the training and good treatment of workers, as well as by reducing racial and gender inequalities. Yet governments can help determine the extent of these gains. Their goal should be to raise workers' living standards through higher productivity, rather than focusing on dividing the spoils through regulation and protection. One task is to redefine workers' rights for an era of flexibility and service work. The size and novelty of the gig economy is often overstated. Taxis and food deliveries existed before Uber and DoorDash. But service sector employment, especially caregiving, will grow as populations age. There is no place for the snobbish idea that such jobs cannot be fulfilling, nor the related instinct that experimental models of work should be regulated out of existence. Instead, governments should modernise the guardrails provided by employment law, offer a universal safety net, and ensure that the economy is strong. If they do, workers will have the confidence and bargaining power to experiment and negotiate for themselves.